Thanks. I have a new record that just came out last October, and the record is called Behold the Lamb of God, and it's a concept album, which means that it's a record where all the songs tell one story. And it's not really a musical because I didn't want to have to dress up like a donkey when I played the show. But it's about the coming of Jesus into the world, and that may sound like a Christmas album to you, but I promise it's not really. It kind of is, but it's mainly about, it's not just about Christmas, it's about Easter too, because Christmas doesn't really mean much if Jesus didn't come back from the dead, which is my pitch to make you want to buy it, even though it looks like a Christmas album, because Easter's coming. So, but anyway, I think it stinks sometimes that we in the church ignore the Old Testament. I think we forget sometimes that it's not just the New Testament that's about Jesus. The Old Testament is also about Christ. When you read the whole Bible and you put all the pieces together about the prophecies and the foreshadowing and the whole story is this big epic tale that you and I get to be a part of. And I love that. So that's what we tried to do with this CD. It's not just me on it. Jill Phillips and Derek Webb, who used to be in this band called Cademan's Call. And Andy Osenga and just a ton of amazing people joined me on the album. So anyway, it's for sale back there. This is one of the songs from it. It's called Matthew's Begats. It's taken from the most hideously boring chapter in all of Scripture. And Matthew chapter 1. And the funny thing is, after I wrote the song, I started noticing that that everything is in the Bible for a reason, including this part. So anyway, here it is.